You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
For a Tuesday, coming your way on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Udash with you from our studios. Andrew on the other side of the glass once again today. Mark Dukes joining us from his home on the southwest side as he gets over that little bug he's got, and we will talk with Mark coming up here in just a little bit. Lots to get to on the program. Cal Eldred is going to join us. We're going to talk Major League Baseball coming up with Cal. We'll do that in about 25 minutes or so. Plenty to talk about as per usual in the world of Major League Baseball. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. We are presented by Tupaco Community Credit Union. They are celebrating their 75th year of business, and they invite you to go to their website at dupaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. Again, that is dupaco.com. Text line available at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 here on a warm Tuesday, June the 20th here in Eastern Iowa. We've got another chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the John Deere Classic at the TPC Deer Run over in Silvis, the 52nd annual John Deere Classic. Looking forward to that coming up on Thursday, July 6th, Friday the 7th, Saturday the 8th, and Sunday, July the 9th. And we will have a pair of tickets for somebody to pick up for the JDC. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. If you'd like to get in touch with us, love to hear from you on the text line or the phone line. Same number, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 here today. Here on KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class program. And, Mark joins me from the southwest side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And not a lot of huge news today, but enough to chew on before we get to Cal.
It's all, dare I say, Mark, is it all hash today?
I wouldn't describe Cal as hash.
Well, no. Until we get to Cal.
Yeah.
Until we get to Cal today and talk some baseball with him. There are a lot of things to get to. News out of Iowa City, the Iowa men's basketball team is going to take a lovely trip to Europe coming up in about a month and a half or so. And usually when you get that, you know, overseas trip, usually bodes well for your program because you get 10 extra practices. And you get a chance to go over, play some games, and with a team that is going to be having a lot of fresh faces, of course, what's new as far as college athletics are concerned in this day and age with the portal and everything else going on. But a chance to get everybody on the same page and to get a chance to play together. We'll talk about that. Coming up on Thursday, Tom Cakert is going to join us, and we're not only going to talk about the possibilities for Chris Murray that night in the NBA draft, but also members of the Iowa football team are going to meet tomorrow with the media, hear from the Hawkeyes for the first time this summer, and we'll talk about the basketball trip as well with Tom coming up on Thursday. But not a bad trip. Not a bad trip. Must be a good trip when Mike Colas tweets out that, hey, I am willing to go and even go to the games and take in that trip, right?
Yeah, if I remember right, when I was still at the Gazette, we put together a little bit of coin and sent Mike Colas to South Korea in the late 80s. I could be wrong, but that may have coincided with that Final Eight team. I could be wrong about that. It was around that time. A lot of great reports on that trip.
And you know, you're not going to get big-time matchups or anything like that. I mean, it's not even uniforms. It's practice uniforms being worn by the teams over there. It's just basically, it's, hey, it's college sports version of friendlies, Mark. And if Isaac was on the other side of the glass, no offense to you, Andrew, but Isaac would be smiling right now because he's a soccer guy. And it is akin to a friendly. So there you go. Are you a soccer guy, Andrew? No? Not so much?
I mean, I follow one team, and even then, it's very sporadic.
Okay. Which team is that?
Sporting Kansas City.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, got to do a Midwest team, right? Mm-hmm. So you're more of the domestic soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Isaac, he's all over the – he's following everything. We'll have Andrew with us today and tomorrow as our producer here on the program. 319-366-1600. Couple other news and notes from the world of college athletics. The Mountain West and San Diego State, Mark, they are at odds right now. San Diego State, of course, putting in a request to look to leave the Mountain West Conference. Wanting taking advantage, I think, of some loopholes in the rules. The Mountain West saying, not so fast, my friend. And it got a little more heated today from all reports.
Yeah, it did. And San Diego State wanted a one-month extension from the Mountain West to delay its deadline withdrawal. And that was among other things that San Diego State requested, and the league said no.
Also, I think they want to do it to save $15 million as well.
Correct.
you got to put that little part of the equation in there, because that's a pretty good chunk of change for anybody, but. When you're talking, this is not Alabama or Georgia we're talking about. This is San Diego State. $15 million is pretty big.
Yeah, the exit fee would increase from $16.5 million to $34 million.
So even more than $15
million. Yeah, you understand why San Diego State made this request.
Yeah. Mentioned that Tom Cakert's going to join us coming up on Thursday. We do have the latest edition, and we all love these so much, Mark, especially you. Do you let me get a – this is the Mark Dukes unofficial poll question. We'll get to the poll question on KGYMradio.com in a moment. The unofficial Mark Dukes poll question should be this. What do you hate more, mock drafts or – top 25s coming out at the beginning of the year?
The latter.
Top 25. So you're still against the top 25s until midway through the year.
October 1.
Okay, very good. Well, then we can go with the mock draft then. The latest on CBS Sports, in case you're curious, has Chris Murray, the former Iowa Hawkeye, former Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawk. They have him going at number 17 in the first round of the draft. And right now, that pick held by the Los Angeles Lakers. So you would see Chris and Keegan going up. And if that is the case, you'd see Chris and Keegan butting heads quite a bit out on the West Coast. And more late-night basketball for Cedar Rapidians.
And more purchase of the NBA ticket. Whatever it's called. But these rarely are spot on. They're talking points. But sometimes they're, you know, pretty close.
Also coming out today, Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN said he is not going to spoil picks this year. He is not going to be tweeting out ahead of time the picks of every team, because people were, and that doesn't only happen in basketball. I mean, it happens in football. It happens basically in every sport that has a draft. Going to go back old school here, and a nod of the hat to Woj out there. He will not be dropping Woj bombs out there, unless it's a trade or something like that that happens on Thursday night. By the way, we will have coverage of the NBA draft from ESPN Radio for you coming up on Thursday night, and that will begin at 6 o'clock. All of our frequencies, 319-366-1600 on the text line. We're Cyclone Tim. Where were you yesterday, Tim? We did a shout-out to you about your first-place Cincinnati Reds. Tim is with us today, letting us know that they are indeed the first-place Cincinnati Reds. Now, I will not say anything derogatory towards you, Tim, but I do remember when the Reds and the White Sox played, what was it, about a month ago, Mark, that you and I were both wallowing in who was the worst team between the two franchises at that point.
clearly, we know who that is. Although the White Sox are like 24-23 in their last 47, playing better, not as good as the Reds.
No. No one's playing really as good as the Reds right now. They are your first-place team in the NL Central, which leads us, Mark, to our a very interesting poll question at KGYMRadio.com. It is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They've been in business since 2003. They're Iowa's largest privately owned abstract and settlement company on Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
Which baseball division is the worst? Would it be the AL Central or NL Central? No brainer for me, the AL Central. its leader is below 500. It has the worst team in baseball. The NL Central is getting better, actually. But no question, the AL Central.
Yeah, it is. And it's sad. It is sad. I don't know if anyone's going to be over 500 in the American League Central, to be honest with you. I really don't know.
Remains to be seen. The way most teams are going right now, I would lean towards under.
I think you're right. We'll talk with Cal about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, give me the opportunity to win those John Deere Classic tickets. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. Other things to get to before an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here, Mark. From the You Knew It Was Coming department, two editions of From the You Knew It's Coming department. We've got litigation now. EA Sports, the folks that bring you the video games, the college football video game mainly. That is the most popular. Well, they are being sued as part, they've got a lawsuit regarding the compensation being offered to college athletes as part of its new football game that is going to be released in 2024. I believe it's the Brander, B-R-A-N-D-R. I believe that's how it's pronounced. The Brander Group, which has a deal to negotiate group licensing contracts for 54 of the Division I schools that would be represented in the game, is suing over name, image, and likeness being offered to their athletes that are represented on the game. You knew it was coming, Mark. We can't have nice things. So if you are looking forward to the college football EA Sports game coming out in 2024, I'm sure it will still happen, but you may be paying a little bit more for it because they are going to be paying. They're going to be paying every athlete out there that has their name on that video game.
I would have thought something would have been worked out ahead of time in this regard. I thought I read at one time each player that appears in EA Sports games would get like $500, something like that. But evidently there's grounds for a lawsuit, and probably not the last.
You can buy some pizzas with that, right? A few, anyway.
Yeah.
You can buy a few things with it out there. So That's with EA Sports out there. And then, if I can find it here, trying to look, et cetera, and see where it is. There we go. NFL today. As far as new gambling rules coming down from the league office today, 6 key rules for the NFL players about the new gambling policy. So these are things you cannot do if you're an NFL player, Mark. Number one, biggie, do not bet on the NFL. It's right there. Boom. Number one, do not bet on the NFL. Don't gamble, number two, at your team facility while traveling for a road game or staying at a team hotel. Number three, don't have someone bet for you. Number four, wink, wink, hint, hint, don't share team insider information. Now, how are you going to regulate that? Without taking away their phone. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season and don't play daily fantasy football. So those are your new 6 key rules for all NFL players coming up starting in 2023.
The best road to take is don't bet.
If you're an NFL player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a college player or what have you. Don't do it. You got plenty of time to do it afterwards. Everything's going to be fine. Show a little patience. Show a little patience. 3:21, we're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit. Lots to get to with Cal Eldred, and we will do a deal with that coming up in just a little bit. Let's see, 69:36, talking about that is what the deal is, but people are greedy. Well, greed is one of the 7 deadly sins, I have been told over the years. Very much so. Very much so. Let's go ahead. And, Mark, I'm going to get ready to throw it to you to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. As we get ready for that, though, I'm going to let everybody know that we got a pair of John Deere Classic tickets to give away. And we're going to do that while Mark's giving the scoreboard update. And if you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. Got a pair of tickets to the John Deere Classic over in Silvis at the TPC of Deer Run. And big thanks to everybody over at the JDC for helping us out with that. It will be July 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Those are the actual playing dates. You can go over there earlier in the week. Great place to take the kids, get them interested in golf, and see some golfers out there. They might even throw you a golf ball or something like that. You never know. 319-366-1600. We're going to take caller number 6. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And Andrew will let us know coming up here in just a little bit who our winner is. But Mark, going to throw it to you right now for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, open at 4 o'clock, online at emilshideaway.com. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot.
Elimination day today at the College World Series in Omaha. Right now, the first game. In the top of the 6th inning, TCU leading Oral Roberts 6-1. We mentioned Iowa's overseas basketball trip. Iowa State will make a trip to the Bahamas in August and play 3 teams over there. LSU baseball, speaking of the College World Series, has set a record for most Jell-O shots purchased since last year's tournament. 21,435 Jell-O shots purchased in Omaha. The founder of Raising Cane purchased 6,000 just last night.
It's a lot of chicken.
The Department of I've heard everything now. It is legal at least at Bet Online, to wager on the Special Olympics World Games. The Special Olympics World Games. Those are set to get underway Saturday in Germany. Bet Online has this brilliant idea.
I'm leaving that one alone. Yep. The No Fun League, says Cyclone Tim. Well, just don't bet, man. Don't bet on if you're an NFL player. You got other things to do. Shouldn't mention this as well. 1307 on the text line here, Mark. Wanted to get to this before we get to Cal. And that is that this was announced earlier today and already coming under some criticism. The Iowa High School Sports Network, which is the broadcasting partner of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, announced earlier today that there is going to be pay-per-view now for the boys' tournaments. Now, before you say you get too down in the dumps about this, a couple things. Number one, the finals, all the games that were on free over-the-air TV before are still going to be free and over-the-air. But if you're watching, say, at the state baseball tournament, your favorite baseball team goes that first round game and probably the semifinal, you're going to have to dish out some cash. Well, not cash, but a card to view those games. Hey, helps me, right, Mark? It's helping me out with the games online at CRM Live Sports when football, basketball rolls around. But already the pushback is starting to come down the line against the Iowa High School Sports Network.
Yeah, I think it's $9.99 to watch a single game or match, or $18.99 for a tournament pass, which gives you access to all the championship games or matches for that sport. So we continue to evolve, and Sports Network has taken this step. I think it's good for you and radio for sure.
Yeah. Girls' games are still going to be free, as far as I know, to view with their partners for the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Andrew, who is our winner today? First name and city.
John Tyler, 1 second. Oh, where'd my website go?
Come on, Andrew.
From Cedar Rapids.
John from Cedar Rapids. All right, thank you very much, and congratulations to John. He is our second winner of the pair of tickets to the John Deere Classic. We're going to take a break, come back, and Cal Eldred is going to join us. Looking forward to talking with Cal, always do. Lots to cover in the world of Major League Baseball, and we'll do it when we return after this. It's Gym Class for a Tuesday right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have a sunny and hazy day with temperatures in the upper 80s. Humidity will be on the lower side, but it's still going to feel pretty toasty under the sunny skies. Tonight will be mostly clear. Temperatures will drop into the low to mid 60s, and then tomorrow and Thursday will be sunny and hot with temperatures around 90. The start of the weekend will be dry with temperatures in the low 90s and the chance for rain increasing Saturday night. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Get ready for all-out summer fun at the Linn County Fair in Central City. June 28th through July 2nd, bring your family and friends to have a blast where great memories are made. June 28th, get a special free sneak peek at the fair with Egg Games starting at 7. June 29th, Nico Moon will take the stage. This songwriter turned artist has won over audiences with songs like Good Time and Paradise to Me. He'll be joined by Adam Doliak, known for his catchy tune, Whiskey is Fine. This all-ages grandstand show is sponsored by Community Savings Bank, Kruger Seeds, and Neighbor Insurance Nationwide. Gates open at 6 and the show starts at 7:30. For ticket information, go to thelinncountyfair.com. Come to the Linn County Fair in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion. There's plenty of free daily parking. Bring your favorite people and make great memories June 28th through July 2nd. Sponsored by Iowa's News Now, CopyWorks, and Media Comics Stream. Get all the details at thelincountyfair.com.
OCC! OCC!
Want to recycle right? Remember OCC, only clean cardboard. Get rid of any styrofoam or plastic wrap and make sure the box is empty before recycling. Cardboard with garbage still attached does not get recycled and could even get the good cardboard around it thrown away. The Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency reminds you to recycle right and remember.
OCC!
Only clean cardboard. Find all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on The Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:30. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss is going to join us to talk fantasy baseball and fantasy football. We'll talk with Chris coming up on the Wednesday edition. As I mentioned, Thursday, Tom Cakert is going to be joining us as well. And joining us right now, our friend Cal Elder to talk Major League Baseball, the former big leaguer, and as well as Urbana Cyclone. I always like throwing that in there. And pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals on a Tuesday here in Eastern Iowa. I bet you got one eye on what's happening in Omaha, right?
Yeah, you're always paying attention, right? Everybody's doing that, but... And I'm on the road, so I'm trying to keep track of what's going on.
And probably deep down rooting for Oral Roberts, right? Because you know, they're the mid-major in this whole thing. I don't want to say they're the little guy or anything like that, but you know, they're going up against all of the big time power fivers here, and they're holding their own, obviously.
Yeah, I guess when you're own son, I know CJ going to Iowa, Indiana and Iowa, and then Luke going to Dallas Baptist. Dallas Baptist kind of fits in that Oral Roberts kind of level, and very good programs. They've had a good program for a long time, always competitive. So when you see us, let's put it that way, if people remember that 2 years ago, you want to watch those games, pay attention very closely.
Cal, what's your biggest takeaways in baseball since we talked to you last?
I'm sorry, Mark, what was that?
Your biggest takeaways in MLB since we talked to you last?
Well, you know, looking through the league right now, Mark, it's amazing to me, and I've mentioned this a couple times. I look at run differential. And that means, you know, for people out there, that means how many runs are scoring and how many runs you're pitching giving up. And when I look at the teams in the American League, and you see that there's in the American League East, every team has a positive run differential. And you're also seeing that they're over that whole whole division is over 500. And then you take a look at the National League East, and they're pretty close to the same thing. But when you get the run differential in the National League, in the National League East, you've got Atlanta that's at 100, plus 100. So the discrepancies is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing how good the East is in both leagues. And then you see how really good or how just mediocre the Centrals are. And I know I caught a little bit of you guys talking yesterday about the American League Central, and this might be the first time a team wins a division and they're under 500. So those are things I'm looking at, because then we talked about the schedule. So now, Scott, you know, next on their schedule.
I agree. And since we talked to you last, we got the Cincinnati Reds. Now they were fifth. They're now in first. They've been turned around by Ellie De La Cruz coming in. Joey Votto is now back. So you add two big pieces to the Reds. And can the Reds win the NL Central?
Well, I don't see why they cannot. And I think, you know, the toughest thing going to Cincinnati and playing in Cincinnati, it's not a pitcher's ballpark. It's obviously an offensive ballpark. Milwaukee's kind of an offensive ballpark too. in depending on what you get in Wrigley, where the wind blows. But Cincinnati, I think some of the young players that they've had the last two or three years, and India being one of them, you know, they've got some experience. Now they've added, you know, Votto back, De La Cruz, another young, very extremely talented player, and their pitching's been pretty good. So I think those are the things that has really helped the Reds, but just as much in that division is the fact that Milwaukee's just kind of floated along. I mean, and Pittsburgh has gone the wrong direction in the last 10 games, and they've lost seven in a row. So and St. Louis just doesn't have enough pitching. So I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I think Cincinnati have a really good chance.
I would agree, Cal. Matt in Fairfax on the text line wants to ask you if the Cubs should hold on to Stroman and get an extension or sell while he's hot at the deadline.
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking about that because I thought that might be a question we get today. And I, you know, with the division the way it is, this is going to be a tough decision for the Chicago Cubs because I think Stroman really likes it there. I really do. So if you can sign him for somewhere around, you know, I know he's got $21 million coming next year to him, or if they pick that up. And so you could move him and do that. But, man, they need good pitching. They're at a time when it's time to add to their team instead of subtract. So if they slide backwards in that division far enough, then I would trade him. But because he may actually come back. But if not, I'm going to hang on to that guy, and I'm going to add to my team, especially when you look at where they are in the division right now, only being a few games back. So they're not that far back, and there's a lot of baseball left, just like you saw Cincinnati turn around, and now they're leading the American League or the National in that division. So I think the Cubs have just as good a chance.
Well, that was going to be one of my big questions for you today, Cal, and that is when you're – let's just take two teams, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago White Sox. There's grumbling in the White Sox clubhouse right now, according to several media outlets. Some people want out. They're not out of it. Cardinals, believe it or not, are not out of it. There's talk about maybe some of the big pieces in St. Louis going. And I don't want to say starting over, but at least looking in a different direction anyway. And you got to make some big decisions if you're the front office of those teams and teams in their like.
Scott, I remember I'm trying to remember which year it was that the White Sox was at 94. The White Sox actually traded.
Yep.
And they were only a couple games out of the division. And I think they felt like they did not have a team that was going to be successful even if they got into the playoffs. And so I think some of these teams are going to have to make this decision. And I think you're exactly right. When you pick the St. Louis Cardinals and you look at the Chicago White Sox, being 5.5 back, they've got some pieces, especially starting pitchers, that could go to other teams and help them. And Giolito, I know, is at the top of that list. And if they're just going to float along, I think you know Mr. Reinsdorf, and what he will probably do is trade Giolito, and that's probably – and maybe more. The St. Louis Cardinals, the name you hear there is Flaherty. And Jack's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and he's from California. Maybe a time to move him to the Dodgers. So, you know, and the Dodgers are going to need starting pitching. There's some teams that have a lot to give that actually need pitching, and both those teams have starting pitching, Scott, that teams could use.
Cal, kind of an off-the-wall question. It has to do with bullpen games. And we've seen them be successful, I think largely because the hitters only face a guy generally one time. We know it's not sustainable, but as a former pitching coach, how did you put together a bullpen game?
Well, I think there's the obviously the thought is who starts the game. And I think when you have to think of the mentality of your pitcher. And so if you have a guy who's used to pitching the seventh or the eighth inning, and he has high octane stuff, he's not a closer mentality, but he's got high octane stuff. And the guy I think about is a guy like a Josh DeMont in Kansas City. But starting that game, knowing he's only going to go an inning, or maybe an inning, not even two, and giving him a chance to fight, go blow through the top of that lineup, that's the type of guy that you want to start that game. Or you have the veteran pitcher who is your long man in the bullpen, and you know you're going to get maybe three innings out of that guy. And I know I watched Tony La Russa and Dave Duncan do that, and that was something I did for St. Louis. But you look and think, okay, I can get two or three out of this guy. He's good one time through the lineup, and then we got to go to somebody else. And so those are the things that I think that I would think about as a coach. Do you start the high-octane guy who goes through the top of that lineup, or do you start a guy who's going to give you three, and now all of a sudden we can go to that next guy who's even better, and then you're set up, your bullpen set up for your middle reliever, your seventh and eighth inning guy, and your closer. So those are the things. How can I set it up as the game goes on?
Cal Elder joining us at 3:41. Coming up on 3:41, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Cal, I wanted you to ask. We talked a little bit last time we met on interleague play, and watching some of the interleague play in the last 2 weeks, especially the Orioles and the Cubs. And to me, I wanted to ask you, with this new schedule, and you're playing everybody now, seems to me, watching that series and other series, that there are teams that aren't really getting up for these games like they would. For example, the Orioles, they just did not look the same. And I think you got to give the Cubs a little bit of credit for that. But the Orioles just did not look like they had the same gusto as they would when they were taking on the Yankees and the Rays and other teams like that. I mean, is that one of the drawbacks, you would say, of interleague baseball, playing everybody like this in the series you don't usually get to play?
Yeah, I think you explained that really well, Scott. I think that for Baltimore, they're a team that plays the game the right way, and I know we've talked about this team before, and they're a good ball club. But yet, when you look at the Cubs and Baltimore, you're looking at two teams who are in the middle of the mix with both their offenses and both their pitching staffs. So it's these things now, the attitude, that extra drive means a lot to these teams. So the Cubs are like, hey, we're at home. This is what we're comfortable with. We're going to get after it. And we know Baltimore is getting a lot of publicity. Being in the American League East, that's supposed to be the best division in baseball. So I think the Cubs get a little more jazzed up playing the Orioles. The Orioles, it's something new, too. There may be a number of players that haven't played in Wrigley Field before. And I know it does take a little bit of getting used to if you haven't played there before. So I think there's a lot of truth to this. And I think even teams going all the way to Seattle and playing in Seattle, National League teams that haven't done that, that's a difference too. So there's a lot of factors that play into this. But you have to have that extra push every day. And that's why this 162-game schedule is so tough. And now you added this new dynamic of interleague play.
Cal, a bit of a loaded question. How do the Royals get back to winning ways?
I read through an article of how the Texas Rangers, and this may sound kind of harsh, but how the Texas Rangers offensively in 3 years went from one of the worst teams offensively in baseball to now being the best, and if not one of the best, you know, maybe the best offensive team in the game. In 3 years, there's only two players that are still a part of that team that was on the team 3 years ago for the Texas Rangers. And we know Texas went out and spent a lot of money on a few players. Simeon and, you know, obviously Seager, they did spend some money. They kept the right players. And it's tough for Kansas City because they have a lot of young players. They need to develop through their minor league system. But I think there's going to have to be some moves. And that's why when you have a Chapman who's in the bullpen and a Scott Barlow who's in the bullpen, who other teams may be looking at, even Zach Greinke trading him at the deadline, they're going to have to really take a good look at do we have to move some players and get some other players in this mix, because that's the toughest thing is making those decisions. And sometimes you have to admit that, you know, you made the wrong choice, that some of these players aren't ready and they need to take a step back and you need to give them more time. And that's a hard thing to do in this game today.
It really is. And watching the Rangers last night, that's good. That's a good baseball team. Like you said, they can hit the cover off the ball, man. And they're not doing this with mirrors. Staying ahead of Houston, 6.5 games right now. They're ahead of the Angels right now as well, and the Angels aren't playing bad baseball as of late. But Texas is going to be there when this is all said and done.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right, Scott. Probably should give the American League West a little bit more credit with the way the Angels are playing now. And we knew that Houston's going to be good. Houston's going to play better because offensively they're not even close to what they're capable of. Pitching, they're leading baseball in pitching right now. But you look at Texas too. Texas third in the league and third in baseball in hitting and fifth in pitching. So, you know, and that's what Atlanta's doing. That's why they're so good in the National League. So the West is really good. But, you know, Mark, that's a tough question. But I think it's tougher, the decisions that need to be made there. And you look and see what some other teams did. Sometimes you just got to make some moves.
Cal, how's CJ doing in Kane County? Last I looked, not so bad.
Well, he's actually pitched pretty well. He had a rough first inning the last outing, and the outing before that had a one rough inning. So if you take a couple innings away, which how many times have you said that about a pitcher? things look really, really good. So, but these are, you know, I think he feels really good about how he's throwing the ball. He's been healthy. He's getting a chance to start every 5 to 6 days. And so he's really enjoying it. I think it's something that the baseball is a pretty good level of baseball, and he needs to play. And that's what he's getting an opportunity to do.
Awesome. Good to hear that. And hey, I want to ask you about why aren't people talking about the Miami Marlins at this point? They're 11 over .500 right now and ahead of big name, big ticket teams like the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies at this point.
Well, I think, it's interesting. I got a little insider there, fellas, with the Marlins, and that would be John Mabry, their assistant hitting coach. So, he said that they probably, you know, really there's a team that offensively they need another piece to really help them, you know, move up in that category. But offensively they've been doing a pretty good job. And they've played Toronto well. They've played all the good teams pretty well, but they can pitch, and they've got good starting pitching. And so I think that defensively they're young. Defensively they play really well, and so they are an exciting team. And you look at where they're at in the division, and I really think that I think there's a lot of teams that are surprised where they're at. But being right behind, only 4.5 games behind Atlanta, winning 5 in a row. Atlanta's a pretty good ball club, so you got to give Skip Schumacher and a lot of credit too. Skip's a very positive person, but when it comes down to it, the players are getting it done. A player that I know really well, Jorge Soler, is hitting the cover off the ball, and so it's a fun team to watch too. A
lot of Cardinal influence down in Miami. People that I think they'd like to see him wearing red again in the Midwest. Just throwing that out there, reading a few things.
Yeah, it's it's getting tough in St. Louis. And we're in June. The Cardinals are only eight games out, but I they need more pitching. So that's why when you talk about trading somebody like Flaherty, you're like, man, I know he's going to be a free agent, but they need some of these teams. Scott, and this goes back to your question. Some of these teams that are this close feel like they're a long way out. They may need to be adding instead of subtracting. One other point to those trades, fellas, do them sooner than later. I think those moves need to be made sooner than later, especially because these divisions are so close.
How rarely do any of us pick the San Francisco Giants to win the NL West, mainly because of the Dodgers' domination. But look here, the Giants won 8 in a row, second place behind a very good Arizona team. What's your takeaway on the Giants?
Well, because we talked about them just a little bit a couple weeks ago, and I've seen how good they've been playing, took a little look at their team, and you guys realize they're 8 in baseball in pitching, and they're 8 in baseball in offense. So you look at what they're doing, you're like, why should we be surprised that they're playing that well? I think when you look at their lineup, and I know this might sting, Mark, you got Wade Jr., former Minnesota Twin, right at the top of the lineup, and he's having a pretty good year, and Jock Peterson DHing. Estrada playing second base, and offensively is good as any second baseman in the league. They got Conforto that they added. Yastrzemski's next. Matos, a young center fielder. Got the veteran Crawford at shortstop. And then they've used a couple young catchers, but J.D. Davis had a fantastic year. So a lot of us wouldn't necessarily name some of those names. But then pitching-wise, and Logan Webb at the top of their rotation has been really good. And Alex Cobb, who was a Baltimore Oriole at one point, they've pitched really well. Their offense is really good, and they pieced their bullpen together with some guys that are veteran guys. So San Francisco's just hanging in there and sweeping the Dodgers. That's a big deal. But I think when I looked at them, their schedule doesn't get any easier. So it's something they've got in the middle of August, and this is what we talked about, the schedule. They've got Texas, Tampa, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Atlanta all through the heart of August. And so that'll if they're where they're at now, then that'll have a lot. How they go through that will tell us a lot about where they're going to finish.
Last one for me, Cal. This is watching the College World Series. The next rule change, and I don't care if it's at the collegiate level. I know it's already at the high school level, but it needs to go to the MLB and college as well. And that is umpire discretion at guys getting hit. Leaning, first of all, starting over the plate and then leaning into curveballs. I'm tired of seeing it. Don't give them a base for that.
Especially in the MLB, because most of those guys go up with so much armor.
Yep.
They get hit by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. They don't feel it anyhow. So leaning in, especially if you're wearing an elbow pad. And it's funny you say that, because I've seen it at a lot of different levels. The minor leagues, it happens all the time. And they need to make that 100% a rule. I completely agree. Because the way the strike zone's being called, there's times when that happens that those pitches may actually be strikes that they're getting hit by.
Very true. Very true. See, we just solved the problems of baseball. Right here.
It's that simple, right, guys?
Right here on Tuesdays. All right. Hey, Cal, appreciate it as always, man, and we'll talk with you in a couple weeks. Looking forward to it.
All right, keep enjoying the baseball, fellas.
Thank you. Cal Elder joining us every other Tuesday right here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Quick break, come back, wrap things up after this.
Save big money and get 11% off everything now at Menards. We carry a great selection of Hunter ceiling fans available in a variety of designs, colors, and features. Ceiling fans bring style, comfort, and a cooling breeze to any living area. Plus, they help save on energy costs year-round. Right now, all Hunter ceiling fans are 11% off at Menards. Good through June 25th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever, with $14 million in guaranteed prizes, only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere. Two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, where you make 5 picks against the spread each week with 100% payback. Or join Circus Survivor, where you select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit circusports.com for details.
Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is your JB Weld strength coach here to give you the muscle to tackle auto repairs. If you've got a banged up bumper or muffler that's violating noise ordinances, reach for JB Weld. For bonding or sealing, our epoxies, wraps, and putties work on plastic, metal, and hot surfaces with the power to get your ride back to the way it was. So take repairs into your own hands and be your strongest self. Learn more at jbweld.com.
JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
Our thanks to Cal Elrod for joining us here on the Gym Class. If you missed any of that conversation with Cal, you can go back and listen to our podcast, always available at kgymradio.com for all three of our local shows. You can also go to Apple or Spotify. And good stuff from Cal, as always, Mark. And tomorrow, Chris Liss will join us, and we will talk fantasy baseball. If you have an early fantasy football question, as we get an inch closer and closer to NFL football coming up. We will do that coming up on the Wednesday edition with Chris right here on KGYM. Update from Omaha. They're in the bottom of inning number 7. TCU in an elimination game leading Oral Roberts by a score of 6-1. And coming up later on, another elimination game tonight between Tennessee and LSU. Spencer and I were talking about this earlier. I'd like to see the way they used to do it with the groups and like they do it in wrestling, flip-flop, so you're not playing the same team again. I mean, this is going to be like 6th or 7th game between LSU and Tennessee this year. They've had some good ones. Not complaining about that, but I'd just like to see different matchups in the elimination rounds in Omaha.
I'd agree, and I think the teams would like it as well.
I would agree. See, we solved, what, problems in baseball today. Let the umpires not allow first base. When you lean into a pitch with a 3-inch thick piece of elbow padding, there you go. You can tell that Cal was a pitcher, right?
No doubt about it. But we have not solved Byron Buxton's hitting problems.
Well, there are a lot of problems in the American League Central right now. That's our poll question at kgymradio.com. Which Central Division is the worst? The AL Central or the NL Central? Go ahead and vote again at kgymradio.com. And I'd have to say the AL Central right now, but still have a ways to go. Teams may turn it around. I don't have much confidence in my team. I think I have more confidence in your team, Mark, but that remains to be seen.
It does. Plenty to play nearing the halfway point. And somebody's going to get hot. I know that.
And win the thing. All right. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 with the Gym Class.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of